And now the future of mail delivery in America. Oshkosh Defense announced this week that the U.S. Postal Service awarded it a contract worth hundreds of millions of dollars to make new electric battery mail trucks. Also, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy was peppered with questions from a House oversight panel about the Postal Service's financial woes. Here's DeJoy.
In our strategy, if we in fact get the relief that we need in terms of time, we will put more mail on the ground. And I will tell you that a big, big reason for our service performance failures this peak season had to do that our air carriers performed at 50 to 60%.
Are you more dependent on the post office this year? What have you relied on it for? Do you think the government should protect the Postal Service and provide more funding or let competition win out the day? 800-642-1234. Jacob Bogage is a business reporter for The Washington Post. Jacob, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the Postmaster General DeJoy, he previously testified before Congress in the fall as concerns were mounting over the lengthy delays in the delivery of paychecks and medication, other critical mail. What was different this time in testimony this week?
We had an election, which is what was different. The last time Louis DeJoy testified was on my birthday, August 24th, and the big issue then was he had just enacted a series of policy changes about how the mail was going to be handled, and that unleashed a whole lot of chaos. Mm-hmm. And we've seen reports that, you know, from congressional offices that have done the studies that it delayed more than 7% of the nation's mail, Louis DeJoy's changes over the summer alone. And so that was the backdrop to this hearing in August, which was, why did you do what you did? Did you know what effect it would have on the mail? Did you know what effect it could have on the election? And what are you doing to make things better for the election? Because a whole lot of us are going to vote by mail. This time around, we had our election. We've had some space between what Louis DeJoy did over the summer and now. But we also had a really awful holiday season for the mail. We have folks who are getting bills late and are getting late fees, or their credit scores are getting dinged, or they're getting their prescription medications late, which is obviously problematic. There are still tremendous service issues that they wanted to hold the Postmaster General accountable for. And Louis DeJoy is also promising the unveiling of his 10-year plan for the Postal Service. And parts of that plan have started to leak out, especially in my reporting. And they wanted to see what was in this plan. And Louis DeJoy was not very forthcoming about that.
What does DeJoy envision? What is the forecast for mail in our country?
So we know a few things. One is your mail is going to get more expensive. And this is not, you know, some scoop that I have. This is something he has said publicly. The Postal Service's postage rates are normally tied to inflation. That's why a stamp only goes up a few cents every few years. Mm-hmm. A couple months ago, the Postal Regulatory Commission, which oversees the Postal Service's rate-making process, authorized the Postal Service to no longer raise prices strictly commensurate with inflation. So there's a new formula that they authorized. And Louis DeJoy has said that the Postal Service plans to take advantage of that new formula. So, you know, when we look at the postal calendar and all the things they have to apply for and get approval for, that rate change should probably be coming around July. So that's one. Two is your mail is going to slow down. And this is not slow down based on what you're experiencing now. This is slow down based on the Postal Service's expectations that they set. So if you send something locally, it should take like 2 days to get there. If you send something non-locally to the rest of the country, it should take 3 to 5 days. Obviously, that is not what people are experiencing now because there are so many delays in the system. But one of the plans that I've reported on and that the Postmaster General seemed to confirm in testimony on Wednesday was the expectations are going to change. We're going to get rid of two-day mail. Everything, no matter where you send it, is going to be 3 to 5 day. We're not going to put mail on airplanes anymore to go across the country. which is really going to slow down the network. And that has a lot of mailing industry folks concerned.
Yeah, what is this whole deal about flying the mail versus not flying it? And what are the savings there?
The savings are significant to you and me. I mean, based on, you know, the math that me and my sources have done, that would be like $250 billion. But you have to remember, million dollars, not okay. No, billion. I'm right. Billion. sorry about that, Kate.
It's okay.
So that's significant annually, 250 million. It is million. You know what? There's too many illions in my head. $250 million. You know, that would be significant, but you also have to remember, like, I would like to have that money, but you also have to remember that the Postal Service's financial liabilities are $188 billion. So, yeah, that's going to save them a lot, but in the grand scheme of things, it's really a drop in the bucket. And the concern among, you know, industry experts is, okay, you're saving money, but you're also degrading service. And is that going to cost you in the long run, because mailers aren't willing to pay more for less and are going to take their business elsewhere, or they'll push online? There's a real concern about what the Postal Service thinks will remain in the system and continue giving them revenue, and what revenue will leave and won't come back.
Meanwhile, President Biden nominates three people to sit on the U.S. Postal Service governing board. What would the responsibilities of these people include?
It includes reinvigorating internal accountability and oversight for the Postal Service. And that was another major theme of this hearing on Wednesday. The new chairman of the Board of Governors, Ron Blum, who's a Democrat, was in front of the board and was really pressed on, do you continue to support Louis DeJoy? Do you support this 10-year plan, some details of which we know? Do you support a price increase? Do you see all of these things? And there was some, especially from the left, some significant anger that Blum seemed to dodge some of these questions, but also said the Postmaster General is in a really difficult set of circumstances, but we think he's doing a good job. And there was some disagreement there.
Talking with Jacob Bogage, business reporter for The Washington Post, covers the financial hurdles of the U.S. Postal Service. Do you see the designs for the new fleet of mail trucks? What do you think of these designs? How do you feel about your delivery of your mail and what it may cost you now and in the future? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Jacob Bogage here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get back to our conversation about the U.S. Postal Service and the embattled Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, who told a House panel Wednesday to get used to him. He's not going anywhere. USPS has reported billions in annual net losses in recent years. Jacob Bogage is a business reporter for The Washington Post, covering the fallout. He's with us for about 10 more minutes. Let's bring in Mary now in Milwaukee. Hi, Mary.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. What would you like to say?
I guess I'm a little confused because DeJoy's expertise apparently is logistics. So how does he feel that delaying the mail going from one side of Milwaukee to the other side now takes 3 days? So I guess I'm losing that translation from how that it's saving the post office money. And what his intentions are, it's almost like, again, he's pushing customers away to go online and pay versus actually coming into a post office, purchasing a book of stamps, which is where we make revenue, and this other way.
Mary, thank you. Jacob, what do you make of that, especially on the logistics front?
I think that's a great point, and it's something that we really don't have a strong answer for. I mean, something that Louis DeJoy talked about in his testimony was the struggles of the Postal Service's network. He said, look, if we can get mail to what we call a delivery unit, that's basically your post office, or to the hands of your letter carrier, who's going to put that mail in their truck and then drive out to your street and put the mail in your mailbox. If we can do that, we're really, really good at our job. Where we struggle is getting the mail from point A to point B through our processing system, through the machines, through all of this stuff, into your letter carrier's hands. That's really problematic because that's the job, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, obviously we rely on the Postal Service for delivery, but the job does not begin and end there. You have to pick the mail up. You have to sort the mail. You have to process the mail. You have to put it on transportation to get it where it's going. I mean, I think that's a really great point and one that we don't really have firm answers on. And just like Mary, I think the members of Congress had a really hard time kind of understanding this is the vast majority of what you do. So tell us exactly where the disconnect is. I think that was something that we didn't get answered. And there's a lot of, you know, talking to my sources on Capitol Hill, a lot of dissatisfaction there.
Mary, thanks. Let's bring in Chris now in Milwaukee. Chris, hi, go ahead.
Hi. I'm sorry. This is how I see it. For the leadership on the right, the preferred outcome for the post office is its elimination. And that way we can have privatized mail service. Now, that's a really great idea. We can treat it just like, I don't know, Texas Energy. I'll listen off the air.
Or, you know, Chris is saying there that competition, privatizing mail service is what Republicans are really after here. What do you find, Jacob?
So the conservative, or at least some conservatives' priority for the Postal Service is not this pure privatization. It's not saying let's create companies that will deliver the mail or some private public partnership that will deliver the mail. It's elements of privatization. So it's contracting out some mail processing work. It's contracting out some delivery work or transportation in between, which the Postal Service already does with transportation. So it's not this pure privatization. That is really concerning to organized labor groups. It's really concerning to privacy advocates and consumer advocates who say the people who should look at your mail are public servants and public servants only.
So, but with increased competition, wouldn't that improve service and, you know, elevate everyone? I mean, isn't competition good?
I don't know if that's for me to say. I mean, I think the Postal Service has a really complex relationship with its competitors, who are mainly FedEx and UPS and Amazon even. They, by law, cannot carry the mail, but they can carry packages. And they do not have the distribution networks, the nationwide distribution networks that the Postal Service has. They're really good, but they're not what the Postal Service has. And so they will give the Postal Service a lot of their packages. Your Amazon Prime packages, for example, Amazon is not the one dropping them off at your door a lot of the time. They're handing them to the Postal Service and saying, hey, can you bring this to Chris, please? Can you bring this to Mary? And by the way, it's got to go out today because we have a delivery guarantee. So we really need you to do that. The privatization and competition arguments and skeptics and advocates, they're really locked in this very complicated dance. And I think if Chris is concerned about privatization, maybe she can sleep a little easier knowing that there is such an interconnected relationship that pure privatization is, even for those folks on the far, far right, is not a realistic policy objective, and they realize that.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Jacob Bogage, who's a business reporter for The Washington Post. You can join in. How well do you know your postal carrier? Do you know them by name? Tell us about them and the job they do. 800-642-1234. Jacob, early this week, they announced a $482 million contract with Oshkosh Defense here in our neck of the woods to design new energy-efficient mail trucks. So what does this plan look like?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, congrats to your Oshkoshians or I imagine that's got to be exciting. $482 million to purchase up to 165,000 vehicles. These vehicles are so sorely needed. They're replacing trucks that are older than me. and I'm 26. So they're replacing these really old trucks. They don't have air conditioning. They don't have radios. They are known to light on fire because they've been around for so long. I've had people tell me the steering column came off while I was in the middle of driving it. So, like, these are really, really old beat-up things that are aptly named long-life vehicles, and this is the end of their long life. What we're looking at now is a truck that's, first of all, engineered to be more fuel efficient, and 10% of those trucks will be electric. And that's great, but at the same time, there's a lot of folks saying 10% is not a whole lot. We need to up that number. They're also completely kind of redesigned on the inside, not just to be like ergonomic and better for workers, but also that you can fit more boxes in this thing instead of just envelopes. It's easier to move around for a postal worker to be able to get to the back of the truck instead of having to get out of the truck and open the latch at the back of the truck and reach inside. I mean, they should just be easier to work with. And everyone asks me, what do you think they look like? To me, I think they look like rubber duckies, but that's just me.
Of course, I was just about to ask you that so we could get the vision in our head with its little cute duck beak. So
in the postal industry, the trucks you see on the older trucks you see on the street right now, they call them milk cartons because they look like milk cartons. I don't know what the term is that's going to catch on for these, but I would prefer duckmobile.
So what is next? What are you watching for in the future developments here?
So a few things. Let's stay on the trucks for a minute. I'm definitely looking to see if the Postal Service will get pressed to make more of these trucks electric, especially in light of President Biden's recent executive order. So that's one. Two, Louis DeJoy said his 10-year plan is coming out in March. But they have also consistently said since like the summer, our plan is imminently about to come out. So we'll see if it really does come out in March. But I want to see the full details of that plan. Third, I want to know the future of Louis DeJoy and the future of the leadership of the Postal Service, which is very much in question.
Jacob, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
Jacob Ogage, business reporter for The Washington Post. Just ahead, we learn about Wisconsin's LGBTQ community and the state's recent gay history. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.